the ball today. That is on three. 1-2-3, Russell.
Again.
Welcome to November and welcome to Titans All Access with Amy Wells. I'm Mike Keith. Back after the bye weekend, did you have a good weekend off?
I had a great weekend off. It was very relaxing. How was yours?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
I watched tons of football.
Good, I did too.
But I'm ready for Titans football this weekend against Baltimore, which is why we'll lead off this program with our general manager, John Robinson, and the Nissan keys to the game.
Absolutely. And Jim Wyatt's going to be here to answer all of your questions and Ask Jim.
I love the Microsoft beneath the surface with a Titans assistant coach. We'll get to that. And lots of good stuff in the Titans buzz, including your man, Tim Shaw, and his golf tournament.
Absolutely. We had an absolute blast at Tim's annual golf tournament. A lot of money was raised. A lot of laughs were had. And Tim's a really good putter.
Tim Shaw is a hero, but for the last 2 weeks, he has shared hero billing with Ryan Succop, Titans kicker, who made the game winner at Cleveland to give the Titans a victory in overtime. As we go one-on-one with the South Carolina grad, he talks about being the hero and says that's not really very important to him.
To get Tennessee to 4-3, Ryan Succop, 47 yards right hash. Snap, set, kick on the way, good! Ryan Succop breaks the hearts of the fans in Cleveland as Tennessee comes to Cleveland and gets it done again.
Do you get used to all the attention after the game-winning kick?
You know, that's a good question. I think you're more excited that you just won the game, you know, that your team won. You just kind of... The best part about it is getting to celebrate with your teammates, getting to celebrate with your coaches, and that emotion, that feeling of a big win. The locker room is just a special place, and you just kind of don't get that anywhere else. So it's a cool feeling.
It's a strange thing for a kicker, though, because in the ultimate team game, this is almost the most individual moment there is.
Yeah, it is. You know, fortunately, Bo, Brett, and I kind of are a team within a team. You know, it's a special moment for us, and it's something that, you know, we obviously cherish. And yeah, I'm just thankful I get to share it with those guys and share it with everybody else.
You've hit them. You've missed them in your career. How do you not think about the misses when you're waiting to kick one?
You know, I've had plenty of ones where we've made, and I've had a couple where we've missed. And so, you know, you kind of figure out what you did wrong in the misses. And a lot of times the tendency is to, you know, get too amped up, and you feel like you have to hit a ball really hard, and then you end up getting kind of out of your tempo, your rhythm gets out of sorts. And so just kind of learning how to stay calm in those situations and how to just go out and try to hit the same ball that you regularly would as if it was a normal kick is something that, you know, I think I've certainly learned and hopefully will continue to get better at.
You might be the most physically fit guy on this roster, which would probably surprise some people, but you might be. Why are you so challenged by the fitness aspect of your job?
Well, I just think that, you know, I want every advantage that I can have out there. It's obviously a very competitive league. And the other thing, too, is Lord willing, I'd like to do this for a long time. And so I really take a lot of pride in trying to take care of my body and, you know, just trying to get a little bit better here and there. Man, that's another thing, too, I forgot to mention. I feel like my body is a lot better than it was 5 years ago. So I think I'm seeing some improvements from that. I'm just strengthening a lot of little muscles, a lot of stuff that takes a lot of time, and maybe a lot of guys don't want to do it, but, you know, over time, it makes a big difference.
Okay, if you become our Adam Vinatieri, that means you will still be the Titans kicker in 2030.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, that's you know,
I'd be kicking in Super Bowl 65.
Yeah, hey, that would be awesome. But you know, I don't want to. Adam Vinatieri, he's one of a kind. So you know, cannot have any comparisons to Vinatieri. He's his own guy. He's unbelievable. And but that would certainly be pretty cool to still be here.
But what about some of the guys? Like, you're going to see Justin Tucker this weekend for Baltimore. Here's a guy who's come into the league. He's made 90% of his kicks. He's a fantastic long-range kicker. I mean, you see these young guys come up like this. I mean, what is it, the soccer background they've had all the way through? What's the difference in these younger kickers with these incredible legs?
I think exactly what you said. I think you have more and more guys that are, you know, wanting to kick and get started kind of at an earlier age. There's camps all across the country. And, you know, there's certainly some really good young kickers in the NFL. And there's also some really good guys that are having their best years in their early 40s. So it's really kind of an interesting dynamic of young guys and older guys kind of try to keep going. And hopefully I'll be one of those old guys one day.
All right, finally, the most important stat of the year, two special teams tackles for you.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. I didn't even realize that.
Now, do you practice your form on the tackles? What are you thinking about at those moments? Where are we in this?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to get in the way.
How much is it trying to get in the way and not get hit and yet get enough of a part of them that they can't get by you?
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely trying to make sure that they don't get past me. You know, our guys take a lot of pride in covering, and, you know, I want to do that too, and certainly don't want to let anybody down. So I can probably improve in that too, and hopefully it doesn't come up too much, but if it comes up, try to get them down.
Keep kicking it through the end zone.
There you go, man.
Like that dude. Glad to have him with us on Titans All Access. Coming up, we've got Ask Jim.
Yes.
We've got the Titans Buzz with Tim Shaw.
Absolutely.
We've got Microsoft Beneath the Surface.
My favorite.
But up next, it's time to get ready for Baltimore with
Titans general manager John Robinson. He's got the Nissan keys to that game.
Next.
Yeah.
Stay with us.
The first thing that struck me was how it looks. It starts up very quickly. It's instant, in fact. Powerful. It takes you by surprise because it breaks from the norm. My name is Brody Neal. I'm a furniture designer.
Time for this week's Nissan Keys to the Game. The Titans taking on the Baltimore Ravens. When you think Baltimore, John Robinson, you think about defense. And for the last 15 years, you think about Terrell Suggs, number 55, still the first guy you've got to find to block when the Ravens are rushing the passer.
Still playing at a high level. Good football player, high effort player. He's long, he's powerful, has a knack for rushing the passer. So we'll have to do a good job of bodying him up and keeping him out of the pocket.
Ravens also do a fantastic job in pass defense this year. Already 12 interceptions for the Baltimore defense.
Do a lot of stuff with turning the ball over. They do a good job back there. They got some good coverage players out there on the corner with Jimmy Smith and Carr's playing well. Humphrey, the rookie, is coming along pretty good for him. Ladarius Webb, he's been a part of that defense for a long time. They picked up Weddle a couple years ago and then Tony Jefferson this offseason. So it's a veteran group back there that really play well together.
Your kick coverage has been outstanding this year. Going to have to be outstanding Sunday at Nissan Stadium, because the Ravens have both a kickoff and a punt return for a touchdown this year.
Yeah, Bobby Rainey, I was with him in Tampa down there. He's a dangerous guy back there. He's got quickness, he's got speed, good with the ball in his hand, and shifty guy, much like he plays offensively in the slot for him. We'll have to do a good job of staying in our lanes and getting those guys on the ground.
Ravens have some outstanding athleticism at wide receiver. They also have a super tight end, Benjamin Watson, who keeps doing it as he starts to get close to 40.
Out of Georgia, I was in New England when we drafted Ben originally. Really athletic guy. Does a great job of taking care of his body. You know, good blocker and knows how to get open. He's played the game for a long time.
Another SEC stalwart is Alex Collins, who has taken over at running back for the Ravens and will test your Titans defense this week.
Yeah, big time recruit coming out of high school, ended up at Arkansas, and then came out early for the draft a couple years ago. You know, he kind of found a home there. He was in Seattle for a little bit. He does a really good job of pressing the hole. He's got good pick and slide ability in traffic, and he's a tough guy to bring down.
The Ravens are historically a team that the opposition must find a way to beat because they're simply not going to beat themselves.
Now, Coach Harbaugh does a really good job. They've got a bunch of disciplined guys that have been in that offensive and defensive systems for a while. So, you know, we'll have to do a good job of taking care of the football, playing penalty-free on our end, and not giving them any opportunities.
He's Titans general manager John Robinson, and those are this week's Nissan keys to the game. We've got more Titans All Access coming up right after this.
Thank you, Aunt Jo.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabriella's here.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
The Surface laptop has a very open sound. It feels like the music is giving you a nice hug. There's something incredibly calming about fabric and the touch of soft things. The speed is great. The faster the computer, the happier my day is. My name is Zyla Foxland, and I'm an entrepreneur and a designer.
I'm Steve Jackson, assistant secondary coach for the Tennessee Titans. It's time to go beneath the surface. Okay, the situation on this play is first and 10, a typical running situation. We're in a four under, three deep zone, and Kevin's play actually starts before the snap. You can see him getting the information from the offense, looking back and forth at the splits of the wide receivers, looking at his keys. You can see Kevin right here eyeing the quarterback and feeling the receiver behind him to his thread of responsibility. His eyes go right to his key. What his responsibility is any cutback runs or curl to the flat on any pass. And you can see him read out of the run and begin to get his drop. As he sees through his receiver, he knows that he's got the receiver covered and he can see the quarterback eyeing him down. When the quarterback sees Kevin, Kevin's a very instinctive player. He knows that he's got him covered, and he reads the quarterback's eyes at this point right here. And he knows that he's not looking at his guy, so there's somebody coming back on a boot from across the field. So what Kevin does, he puts himself in position at this point, knowing that somebody's coming from the other side of the field. He set up the trap for the quarterback. If you look at the top of the coverage, Adoree does a good drop. And at the very beginning of the play, Logan identifies the cross routes, and Searcy comes out of the middle of the field to take him. So the defense is very leveraged right here. No one's outside, no one's over the top, forcing the quarterback to throw it to only one receiver left. When he lets the ball go, Kevin lets his instincts and his ability to be able to make plays come into play right here and baited the quarterback up to throw him an interception. Now, his running skills we have to work on. This is just good team defense. As you can see, all the offensive threats are leveraged, and then Derek Morgan putting pressure on the quarterback. So the quarterback has a couple of decisions to make, either take the sack, get rid of it, or throw the interception because all the receivers are leveraged and covered. He chooses to throw it to the wide receiver, and Byard makes him pay for it. And that's this week's Beneath the Surface.
It is now time for the Titans Buzz, and this week we are taking you to Tim Shaw's annual golf tournament, raising money for the Team Gleason Foundation. There's a lot of golf, a lot of money raised, and a lot of laughs along the way. Check this out.
I want to welcome everyone this afternoon to the second annual Titans T-Shaw Strong Golf Invitational.
This event is started by Tim Shaw and a close group of his friends, and it benefits the Gleason Initiative Foundation, Team Gleason.
Tim Wendler.
I'm David Van.
Tim Casey, thank you for having us.
You guys got a bunch of Tim, so
We're trying to win.
You have guys out here that played with Tim in the NFL. There's guys out here that played with Steve in the NFL.
I will bet that someone named Tim will make this putt. Real easy, guys. You got Zion in there.
Oh my God. Come on, baby. Yes!
Come on,
baby.
Yes! Nice!
Buddy, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you all for being here.
You know, he's really become an inspiration to me.
To see, you know, him put so much work into this and to use his platform and his brand to be able to make such a huge change to help others and, you know, betterment of life in these situations is huge. Tim Shaw brings things that you can't measure in height, weight, or athletic ability.
He embodies everything that is an essential core of the Titans. That's leadership, commitment, the team-first attitude, and the never quit.
It's been really a humbling experience getting to know him this year. It helps me to understand, like, everything in my life that I want to complain about is not so bad.
Tim Shaw is just a guy that the team's really rallied around and, you know, taking that Live for Today purpose to a whole new level, and it goes way outside of football. So it's just a huge opportunity to be here and to support this.
I think it's fantastic when you have an organization like the Titans support Tim and his goals.
The goal for this event has been $100,000. We're $4,000 short of that.
Tight end, D line, we're going to match the rest of it. So we'll take over. So make sure you get to 100,000. We want to keep people to keep giving. We want, the sky's the limit, and we got your back, too.
Sometimes all you have to do is show up. You all showed up today. That means the world. It makes a big difference.
Halloween happened earlier this week, and some tiny Titans brought out their best costumes to St. Thomas Sports Park.
Officer Jackson out here. Make sure I'm patrolling. I'm trying to steal all the candy. Good job.
We got Reese's, we got Whoppers, Hershey's milk chocolate.
I do a rep. Once left, you gotta do a rep. You gotta do a rep.
Trunk or treat, what a great costume. Get something your daddy likes.
There's some more right here. Mount House stuff.
Here you go, Mr. Autobot.
We don't like those.
Man, I'm zombied out. I was a policeman. It's my afterlife now, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Jim Wyatt will be here for Ask Jim. Stick around.
The Surface Laptop has a very open sound. It feels like the music is giving you a nice hug. There's something incredibly calming about fabric and the touch of soft things. The speed is great. The faster the computer, the happier my day is. My name is Zyla Foxen, and I'm an entrepreneur and a designer.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. I'm joined by Jim Wyatt. So that means it's time for Ask Jim. Jim, are you ready to answer some of these questions?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get started. The first one is from Gary. He says, how will the return of Jonathan Cyprian help the defensive backs overall?
Well, it's going to help the rotation. I'd be curious myself to see how he's worked in. I don't see him necessarily stepping in and playing a lot of snaps right out of the gate. I think what's interesting is Kevin Byard has played in 480 snaps, in part because of Jonathan Cyprian's absence. I just wonder what the rotation looks like moving forward. He's going to play and he's going to help.
Mark would like to know, what Titans rookie are you most excited to emerge in the second half of the season?
Well, another guy that's been out for an extended period of time, and that's Corey Davis. You know, we saw a little bit of him in the game against Oakland. He played well, 6 catches for 69 yards, and he injures the hamstring against Jacksonville. We haven't seen him since. He has the potential to change the offense, you know, up and down the field and in the red zone where it needs the help most.
Andrew would like to know, do you think we will see any Titans defenders finish the season with double-digit sacks?
Well, you know, Deck Morgan's the closest. He has 4.5 sacks. A couple other guys, Jarrell Casey, Wesley Woodward with 2. Brian Rakpo, I look for a big second half from him just at 1.5. So a chance within striking distance. The most important thing is the team needs to step it up from a total sack standpoint. 11 sacks after 7 games. Pressure has been good, just haven't been able to get the quarterback on the ground. I think that's one of the keys in the second half.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Joshua would like to know, can fans expect to see Marcus Mariota back to 100% after having a week of rest?
Well, that's the hope and the expectation. We have seen, how much has he been, 70%, 80%, it's hard to know. I think these hamstrings take a while. He's definitely going to be better off than the last time we saw him against Cleveland. It's been a long time since he's been 100%. You have to go all the way back to the 1st of October when he got hurt in the first half against Houston, played through the injury for a couple weeks after missing one. He'll look more like himself, I think, starting on Sunday, but have to keep your fingers crossed moving forward that he doesn't have a setback.
Steven would like to know, what is the number one adjustment or improvement you want to see in the Titans after the bye week?
I think it's improvement in the red zone. I mean, a couple of areas stand out. I think red zone's got to improve. I think third down offense has to improve. Starting faster has to improve. But I think the red zone is, you look at this team last year, how well it did this year, 31st in the league in the red zone. That area has to improve. Love Ryan Succop making field goals, but you'd rather see him kick extra points.
Amanda would like to know, it's homecoming week for the Tennessee Titans. What is it like having some of the old greats hanging out with the new Titans team?
Well, I think it's great because you're seeing them not only at the facility, you're seeing them at the stadium, you're seeing them drop by practices. I think the attitude, of Amy Adams-Strunk, Mike Mularkey, John Robinson has been to embrace the past and let these guys come back in, see what you're doing, build a relationship with the players that are on the team now. I think it's healthy, and I hope it continues moving forward.
Jim Wyatt, always a pleasure. If you guys have questions for Jim, ask them using hashtag TitansTakes on Twitter. We'll get those answers for you right here on Titans All Access. We're going to take one last break, but when we return, Mike Keith helps wrap up this week's show, and we're going to preview next week's show. Stick around.
There you are, Joe.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabrielle.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
Next week on Titans All Access, our most loaded show ever. That's because for this weekend's game, Titan alumni coming back, it's homecoming weekend. We'll show you all of that next weekend in the Titans buzz, and the one-on-one ain't bad.
No, the one-on-one is one you definitely want to check out. It's number 8, Tennessee Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota.
Of course, we'll have the keys to beating the Cincinnati Bengals at Nissan Stadium with our Nissan Keys to the Game, and that's John Robinson's segment of our program.
Plus, Jim Wyatt's going to be here to answer all of your questions.
And next weekend, also Salute to Service. We'll preview that. All that and more, totally packed, next week on Titans All Access. For Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.